It's time for Truth About Markets with Max and Stacy here on Residence 104 in London. But we're not in London, are we, Stacy? We're in North Carolina at a very, very large Walmart at 6:25 in the morning.
Yeah, we're one of the people of Walmart. We don't see any freaks here. Nothing crazy going on yet, but we've just arrived. We're here taking care of some supplies for Max's mother. And, of course, with jet lag, we wake up quite early here. But this is the only place open 24 hours, and we need to get her some medicine. So we're here at this, and we decided to walk around this cavernous Walmart. It's just us and some employees and some really shouty advertisements.
Yeah, of course, it's huge. Everything you could possibly ever imagine shopping for is here at Walmart. And, I've been here like 20 times in the last few months, and I can't even begin to appreciate the number of items yet. It's just an enormous number of items at Walmart. Incredible number of items.
You know, I can't understand actually why it is that the likes of Amazon were invented in America and not somewhere like the UK, where, you know, everything you could possibly need you can find here. But when I go shopping in the UK, I can never find anything, ever. So I end up just going to Amazon or an online shopping service, because I can't find anything in a UK shop. So that's what I think.
Yeah, sure. I mean, it's easier to go to Amazon if you need something, and it'll get there the next day if you're in the UK. Because if you go to, there's nowhere to actually shop.
Let's go back this way. We're looking for a specific product, so if you hear us kind of fading in and out, this is not like, you know, the markets of Bow Market, where they just shout. Yeah, you should be able to order an app to tell you. I came up with that idea, didn't I, honey? I told you, like, when you go to a big supermarket, a big department store, like John Lewis or something.
Yeah.
You just walk up and down aisles looking for, say, you're just looking for a red shirt, and that's what you need. And so you ought to be able to just enter it in and go find the red shirt. So I'm going to pause this for a second and ask for some help on this. What do you think? See, like I said, it's not like Borough Market where somebody tells you where everything where everything is. But we have some reports to make. We have some information to transmit about North Carolina. And maybe this is, yeah, I think I found what I was looking for. See, I didn't need anybody to bark at me. Oh, how about the fruits and vegetables and what sort of fruits and vegetables they have there and stuff like that.
You're already twice.
This one? See, look at this.
Okay.
That looks good. You see, we find a lot of stuff here.
Any size that's specific? Or?
Okay. We'll be right back.
Well, one size fits all.
That only took a microsecond, but for us it was like 10 minutes, and we're all sorted.
Yeah, now we're in the exotic festival plate section. I noticed that the Christmas decorations, I think I figured something out here. There's in the very last aisle of the store, they've got Christmas decorations and artificial trees and etc. I think that as you get closer to Christmas, those items move closer to the center of the action. You see, they start off in the peripheral of the store. And, you know, people are thinking, oh, I'll get my Christmas tree on September. For those people, they can get their Christmas tree. And then it rotates toward the center. I think this is part of the retailing strategy. Does that make any sense?
I think perhaps you're onto something, because you know what I also notice is like how many workers are here. I guess you don't really notice them during the day when there's like a lot of shoppers.
Yeah.
Performance sheet. So your mom has a double size.
Yeah.
So I guess that means full, because it goes queen, full. oh, everything is so many different complicated numbers and, you know, things like that. It's pretty crazy. But so we're in North Carolina, which is becoming a very, very crucial swing state in the U.S. elections.
True.
And in fact, Hillary Clinton is coming here tomorrow, I think. And she is, that's her fourth time here in just 4 weeks, which is considered a lot for a candidate to visit one state.
Well, they're very good. They have excellent hospitals here in case she gets sick. She'll be able to go to the hospital and see a doctor immediately.
It is true. They have some very good hospitals here. This is why in the Raleigh-Durham area, a lot of retirees come here because they have Duke University Medical School and hospital, and they also have University of North Carolina, which are Duke in particular is really a top grade, and so a lot of people retire here for the medical facilities and the nice weather here. But it's a very important swing state, and you know, just a few weeks ago people assumed that Hillary would win it, but apparently the polls are tightening and there are a lot of Trump supporters here as well. So
makes sense, you know, there's a lot of gun owners here, so the kind of guys would like a Trump.
Certainly in the southern bit of the state. But the thing I was about to build to was the fact that when you go during elections in the United States, you see a lot of signs. You see campaign signs. You see people with lawn signs. You see Trump or Hillary bumper stickers. But here in North Carolina, I haven't seen any. Nothing. Nada. Nobody. We saw a few weeks ago when we were in the southern part of the state, we saw some Trump signs, but we haven't seen any this time. Nothing at all. What do you say about that? And then we're going to pause again.
Well, I'm amazed by this device. It's both a salad spinner and a super slicer. And so if you need to slice your cabbage and then spin it dry, I mean, it's all in one. How much does this cost? I might get one of these.
Max, you'll never.
$9.97.
You'll never use it, but it does look pretty amazing.
13-piece super slicer, chop, julienne, grate, slice, shred, beat, and blend. Look at all these attachments. It's like a Cuisinaire, but you can dry your salad with the spinning option. It's only $9.95. This is a bargain. This is a bargain.
Well, then maybe you should get it. Well.
Oop! I think I broke it. All right, let's move on before I have to pay for that because I think I just broke it.
That doesn't apply in America anymore. Everything is always like, oh well.
Yeah, a lot of stuff we buy at Walmart, we before we get out of the parking lot, we just throw it away because we realized we never wanted it and didn't need it and didn't want to bother carrying it back. So we just toss it in the trash even before we leave. But it's so cheap, who cares?
That's not true. It's so crazy. We're actually going down the aisle, which is for sewing.
Yeah,
which
this is the sewing aisle. I didn't know.
Which is a...
Good morning.
Which is amazing because you know what? It's like clothes are so cheap these days. It's a surprise that I guess there's still some old people left in their 80s and 90s that still have some of their clothes. See, Max has just stopped at balloon time helium kit. There's always something crazy to find in Walmart, but I'm going to take a pause for a moment. Woo-wee, we're back from our shopping trip. It's only 6:30 a.m. This feels uniquely American. Kind of like having three jobs. Remember when George W. Bush said that during his time as president? And the woman said she had three jobs. She goes, uniquely American. It's like, you're free to have three jobs in America. Only in America.
You're free to have three jobs and no benefits.
So... You know, the one thing I do like about visiting is that we get rental cars and really cheap gasoline. Though I see everybody else is complaining about, you know, the price of gasoline going up, but it's like 1/4 of the price of British gasoline, petrol, as you call it. So there's that. Except for these nagging cars, they tell you, there's statist cars. They're always telling you.
The nanny car.
Yeah, buckle up, buckle up.
You want to hold this for a second?
Yeah, sure.
Be careful about putting it too close to your face.
All right, we want it too close to my face. This way would be good. Here, somebody else is arriving here.
It's the sheriff.
The sheriff's here at Walmart parking lot. All right, you know, even sheriff's got to do some shopping. They're probably here to get some new badge cleaner.
They're probably looking for the garbage dumpers.
They got to get the cleaning of the badge and keep their badge nice and clean. They go to Walmart to get some Walmart badge cleaning for $2.99 for a gallon. You get the whole station house of coppers can keep their badges shiny clean with cop badge.
Are you still talking?
Yeah, I think so. Everything, lights are on. Everything
so,
good.
So, you know, one of the difficult things about being in North Carolina as well is and being awake, now it's 6:54 actually.
Yeah.
So there's nowhere open to get coffee, good coffee, until 8 a.m. You know, otherwise you have to go to McDonald's or those all-night petrol stations. And, of course, you don't want that sort of coffee. But what we found out from my cousin who lives down here is that there's a food truck that serves really good coffee. She claims, anyway. And we're going to drive out into the middle of nowhere to this food truck.
Well, it's near Pittsburgh, so that's not nowhere, is it? It's not nowhere. It's near Pittsburgh. Yeah. But, you know, it's also near the organic grocery store where you can get really, you know, like Whole Foods, like overpriced avocados and things, you know, in case you want to make an overpriced salad. Mm-hmm. In case your cop friend drops by with a shiny new clean badge. It's been polished thanks to Walmart cop badge shining products. And then you can make a nice salad with the salad spinner. You know, I did not, in the end, decide to buy the salad spinner vegetable slicer for $9.99, even though it was super tempting. What's this foggy stuff?
It's really scary.
It's a big, hazy, foggy thing.
That's the sheriff's house. There's a sheriff's car right there. See? That's another sheriff.
It's like a sheriff hut. Like a little green hut on the highway. That's where they do their sheriffy things. Keep their guns.
What's the difference between a sheriff and a cop? Like, why don't they have, like, Chapel Hill PD? Or what's the sheriff do?
Yeah, I think the sheriff works for the state, maybe. And the cops work for the towns. Like, you got...
Don't the sheriffs work for the town?
Like Chatham County that we're in, could, you know, they could have sheriffs that work for Chatham County.
Mm-hmm.
And then a cop might be, you know, Pittsburgh local cop, you know, local precinct for the cop, you know, they're doing the cop stuff. And then the sheriff is...
Tell them about what we, on the door entering the geriatric clinic, what sort of sign?
The sign?
Remember it said no weapons?
Oh, no guns, right? No guns? Yeah, I mean, so you go into the geriatric clinic, and they ask you to keep your firearms. You know, don't take your guns into the geriatric clinic. You know, a lot of these octogenarians packing.
True.
Some heat, you know, because you got the right to carry a gun here, even though you might be...
Alzheimer's
disease. You know, you can't really put... too much thoughts together, you know, it doesn't matter. You can still drive and carry a weapon.
A concealed. This is a big concealed carry state.
Yep, concealed carry, and you got Alzheimer's. And so if you go to the geriatric clinic, they ask, although being senile, you wouldn't be able to read the sign, but if you could, please don't take your guns into the clinic.
Well,
yeah.
Oh, when I talk, hold it over here. That's the protocol. So Max is like in charge of the H4N Zoom, and
nobody noticed it.
You know that floppy head syndrome? You have floppy hand syndrome.
I don't know.
Yeah. Now you want the audio quality to be good because this
this is Residence FM. This is like ramshackle radio.
No, nobody it's cares. Not. It's like
it's
the
art.
Best.
It could be an art piece.
Okay. Well. The fact is, I was going to say...
What? Say it. Spit it out.
Now I forgot because you were...
Boo-hoo.
Yeah, but
Oh, but speaking of Alzheimer's,
yeah,
you know, I kind of feel crazy. Not, I don't think they're crazy, but like I feel like there's gaps in my memory because I could have sworn we, in the UK, that the UK elected a Labour Party leader, and then there's been like this nonstop. It's like worse than the U.S. election. There's just this nonstop. Oh, this guy Owen Smith is going to run and compete against Jeremy Corbyn. Whatever happened to that? Are they? It's like it's the for the whole summer they've been competing against some in some stupid race. What's going on?
Well, they today they announced the winner. I saw on Twitter before we left that the winners are being announced. In fact, right now, apparently this hour.
Oh, maybe we should. Check Twitter before like we could be sounding like
hold this.
we could be sounding truly you know truly out of our minds here
uninformed
which we might end up sounding like some of the other shows on Resonance 104.4 FM, the best radio station in the world. We're just passing an Exxon station. You know, this used to be a kangaroo station. But I don't know what happened to Kangaroo, but all the Kangaroo petrol stations went out of business in the past year. Suddenly there's no Kangaroo. Okay, we're about to...
So I'm looking at Paul Mason's tweet stream, and it looks like Corbyn wins with 61.8%.
Oh, my God.
Right, so Paul Mason, who's one of the few people in the UK that we follow and we like... And the candidates are on stage. That was from 9 minutes ago. 7 minutes ago, Corbyn wins with 61.8%, which is a lot, I think, given this huge battle to try to defeat him. Corbyn says, I will do everything to bring party together as engine of progress. Okay, that just was 4 minutes ago. So this is breaking news, honey.
Wow, it's breaking news while we're in North Carolina, driving in the middle of nowhere. By the way, nobody else is out in the streets at this hour, so we're like the only people out here and the sheriff.
Just us and the sheriff, honey, like so many times before, you know. Usually we find ourselves in this kind of company. So, yeah, you got Labour, right? And the thing about it is that this sets up an interesting possibility for a general election. Because also all the issues, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is a general election could come, and Corbyn is now really seasoned. He's won many, many battles. He's actually very effective at the dispatch box against Theresa May, the current prime minister. He's getting a lot of confidence in doing that now, and he's had this remarkable on-the-job training. Cameron has been vanquished. He's gone. And so he's becoming now, every day he's up there, a more of a political force. And Theresa May, it appears to be not an outstanding prime minister, but, you know, it's competent, okay. And so this is a general election. If it were held, I'm thinking that it could be pretty close.
Well, it seems remarkable because I thought it was going to be closer than that because of all the purging, which was... pretty frightening. Like, you know, we've been traveling back here quite a lot to the North Carolina to see Max's mom, so sometimes, you know, we're often on a plane or jet lag and things seem a bit surreal, and I'm not sure if I actually read it on Twitter or dreamed it on a bouncy flight across the Atlantic. So, you know, all the crazy stuff that's been going on in the Labour Party really seems like one of those things one of those bad dreams I had on a turbulent flight.
Well, it's very interesting because the left-wing politics, wherever you are, anywhere in the world, is similar in that there's a lot of infighting within the party, and right-wing politics tend to have a unified message. They don't fight publicly anyway amongst each other. They stay on message. And they've been very, very successful as a result. The left wing is not shy about deciding to break down in interscene and you know, into rivalry within the party, and to get in the same way we've noticed this in the activism space. You know, activists are very reluctant to put on a unified front in a winning strategy. They tend to want to fight over the minutiae of their manifesto.
Can you hold this for a second? Because my window is frosting up because I have the aircon on too high. So I'm going to hand this over to you so I can
have my hands free. I'm going to monopolize the sound now again.
Okay.
So Stacy won't be hearing her too well because I'm. Can you say something, Stacy? She's way off in the distance now.
Okay, that's better. You know, I don't want to be one of those drivers that ends up, you know...
Dead?
Yeah, because they try to do too many things with their hands. And when I was holding the H4N, look how foggy it is. This is... Can you see this, people? Can you see how foggy this is?
In your mind's eye?
Max, you need to describe this. This is really, really foggy.
Well, we're going blindly into a cloud. And we may not make it to the other side.
Don't say that. Okay,
You can't touch the mic, honey. Or as you call it, whatever it is, the 89-42-12B-9. Well, I guess we ran it. Oh, cloud's over. What are you doing?
I'm going to press the pause.
Why? What's going on?
We just passed the Hall River.
Yeah?
Relay that to the audience because they won't be able to.
We're going to the Hall River.
No, we passed over.
We passed over the Hall River.
That's why. Don't overmodulate.
The people can hear you fine. Trust me.
Max,
you don't need to have the mic 6 inches to the left.
Max, you don't know anything about precision audio engineering.
Fair enough. But I know that people can have no problem hearing what you're saying.
Did you hear me say that?
Yep.
No, they didn't hear it.
Yep.
What did I say?
We were talking about something about Walmart.
No, I just said Rumpelstiltskin.
Speaking of candy, you know, if you need candy for your Halloween festivals, do they even have Halloween there? Yeah, they do, sure.
Yeah, they copied that from us. They only brought that to the UK in the last, really, in the past 10 years. It was a few people did it like 15 years ago, but... It's a new thing. They stole it from us. And we stole it from Mexico.
Well, the U.S. is pushing a lot of stuff. Like, they have pushed Halloween into Europe. They pushed Thanksgiving, which is an American holiday, obviously. They now have celebrations in Europe and in the U.K. for American Thanksgiving. They pushed American football very hard in the last few years. The one where they throw the ball around up in the air and they have the Super Bowl, right? So they now have American football matches in the UK. They had one at Wembley Stadium, I think, every year now. They have a huge football, American football. And now they're going to be pushing American baseball into the UK, honey. What do you think about that?
I think baseball is better than American football, to tell you the truth. In my own personal assessment, it may be because I was myself an MVP, most valuable player, baseball sort of player, and I was shortstop, which...
That's very interesting, honey, but what do you think about the Americans pushing baseball into Britain?
I think Brits will like it because, first of all, they're able to endure cricket.
It's like cricket on speed.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's a very slow sport. But it's really fast compared to cricket.
Well, to give it some historical context, I believe American baseball came from the British game of rounders.
Yeah. So there's already some genetic link to it. American football, for anybody who has football, i.e. soccer, that's going to be boring. They're going to be like, you can't see their faces. You can only see their numbers. They have all this... padding on these shoulder pads, these helmets. It's all kind of confusing.
Well, it's very based on a war theme. American football, it's very combative. It's very violent in many ways. People get very severe injuries. Unlike European football, where you don't have that kind of contact, you don't need the heavy pads, etc. And baseball, Will it go well in Britain? Well, I tell you one thing about baseball that I think British people will like is the obsession with statistics. Because British people like that whole train spotting and plane spotting, and they love to wander around and look at buildings and count the number of bricks and how many bricks were there this year and last year. And, you know, they're obsessed with minutiae and details and worthless garbage of the mind, you know, mind garbage. And in baseball, you have the same kind of mentality of like, here's this guy batted 47 times last season. His batting average is 300. He does great against left-handers. He does terrible against, you know, ambidextrous, chewing gum.
I never got into batting averages and stuff like that.
And so you played baseball and you never had a batting average? What league was this? Like the 2-year-old and under?
Yeah.
Stacy was an MVP amongst the toddlers.
This place better be open. It's 7:08 a.m. And this place better be open. And what? You know, we're almost at the end of our show anyway.
How
we're almost.
Time left?
We have.
Sound like some Disney musical from Africa.
We have 2 minutes. Well, we only have we have like 2 minutes left, so we're gonna.
You said that 5 seconds ago.
Yeah.
So you don't have a batting average and you can't tell time.
Yeah. Well, I was in the Pee Wee League. I was in the Little League, and then I guess I went to Major League.
No, you don't go Little League, Major League.
Max is just being ornery.
Well, hey, what the hell?
We don't open at 6.
My cousin said you opened at 6.
On the weekdays.
Is it a weekend?
Yes,
it is.
Oh.
I guess. At 8 o'clock we'll be open.
The coffee smells good.
It smells good.
It's delicious, but I'm sorry, guys.
Hey.
Bummer.
This is a failed journey.
We drove all the way down here for nothing.
We went over the Haw River with all that fog and almost
all
died.
All the fog, we almost died. We almost bought a salad spinner. We saw a cop shine his badge.
He didn't shine his
badge. He was buying badge shiner.
And now we're trapped out in the middle of nowhere.
Now we're nowhere. We're in a parking lot in freaking North Carolina. Nothing's open. Everybody's asleep. It's Saturday morning, and we're stuck here doing a podcast for Residence FM, of which maybe 3 people will listen to.
And we're not even packing.
And we don't have a gun, so we're defenseless. We're defenseless out here with no gun.
And we did this all for you, Residence.
All 3 of you out there. Ramshackle Radio, Residence 104, the station nobody listens to, but it gets awards.
Honey, everybody listens to it. I get all the time people saying they've listened to it. It's the best
way. 5 people every day. All they do is listen.
Anyway, so that is it for this episode of The Truth About Markets, where we failed to secure a coffee. See, we actually could have bought a salad spinner. We were able to possibly buy some weapons, some ammunition, some gasoline.
The show ended. You keep saying no, it's coffee. Over. It's over. Why are you talking more?
Say bye, y'all.
Bye, y'all.